This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The nation's eyes are locked on Wisconsin because of its potentially critical role in the presidential campaign. But three races for state senate that are also on the ballot could guide the direction of state government next year and potentially for the next decade. If Republicans win all three and flip three seats in the state assembly, they'd capture a veto-proof majority in the legislature, which would let them set the agenda in state government even when Democratic Governor Tony Evers objects. If they fall short, it preserves divided government in Wisconsin and guarantees Democrats a seat at the table. Wisconsin Public Radio has reports on those races. First up, here's Rich Kramer on the Western Wisconsin contest between Democrat Patty Schachner and Republican Rob Staffschold.
Western Wisconsin's 10-state Senate district had been a suburban stronghold for Republicans for decades, until 2018 when Democratic newcomer Patty Schachner won the seat by 11 percentage points. Schachner says her three main priorities are improving access to health care, ensuring residents have clean water, and good public schools.
I want to make sure that my kids and grandkids can grow up with the same experiences and opportunities that I had.
Schachner also promotes herself as bipartisan. She joined Republicans in 2019 to vote for a bill preventing discrimination against people with disabilities at voting sites.
This bill now made it possible for thousands more Wisconsinites to cast their ballot, regardless of their ability or disability. And I'm really proud of that.
Schachner has also pushed unsuccessfully for an expansion of Medicaid by accepting federal funds through the Affordable Care Act. Republicans have repeatedly blocked that expansion. Schachner won this seat in a low turnout special election. Now GOP leaders are working to flip it back to Republican control. Her opponent is Rob Staffschold of New Richmond, who's been a state representative since 2016. Staffschold prides himself as a fourth-generation farmer and lifelong resident of St. Croix County, which makes up a sizable chunk of the district.
And I'd just like to take my experience as a small business owner and a farmer and a father and expand that to a little bit bigger terrain here and cover the 10th Senate District.
Staffschold said in the last state legislative session he was proud to vote with Democrats on a COVID-19 relief package that, among other things, lifted a waiting period for unemployment benefits. Both Staffschold and Schachner support rural broadband funding, but Staffschold points out that he voted for it as part of the last state budget.
Had he voted against that bill? And so when you're talking about broadband expansion, you kind of got to walk the walk.
One potential wild card is President Trump and how he might affect races down the ballot. St. Croix County is a Twin Cities suburb, and Trump has struggled with suburban voters elsewhere. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Rich Kramer.
And I'm Megan Hart. For 20 years, Democratic State Senator Dave Hansen has represented the 30th Senate District in Green Bay. He announced his retirement in January. Now his nephew, Jonathan Hansen, is hoping to take up the mantle. For 3 years, he's been an alderman in De Pere. The Democrat says Madison could benefit from operating more like local government.
Especially with this pandemic, we've seen just a total abdication of leadership by Republicans in Madison. So it's really left local governments to try to fill the vacuum of leadership.
Hansen worked with city staff to create a pandemic relief program for small businesses in De Pere, which he says has been a lifeline. Hansen believes gerrymandering and health care are critical issues this election. He supports offering a public option through Badger Care and accepting Medicaid expansion. Mostly, he thinks voters are looking for politicians focused on getting things done.
I'm not a hardcore ideologue. I'm somebody that is really just focused on common sense solutions.
He says that's in contrast to his opponent, Republican Eric Wimberger. Wimberger says a lot of the divisiveness in politics today is the result of government overstepping its mandate. He says his political philosophy boils down to the fact that 48% of people will disagree with almost any move the government makes.
So government shouldn't be getting into other people's business and telling them what to do and taking their money and saying what the right thing for them is.
Wimberger says the voters of Northeast Wisconsin identify with his blue-collar background. He worked in a factory, bartended, and drove a truck to put himself through law school. He also joined the Marines, where he was a lawyer. The De Pere native now owns a local law firm, and his history as an attorney has come up during the campaign. Democrats, including Hansen, have attacked him for statements he made while representing clients accused of sexual assault and child pornography. Wimberger says he finds the tactic stunning.
He claims that there's injustice in the criminal justice system, but then he's attacking me, the only guy on the other side, being a check on that.
Wimberger says he places a higher priority on public safety than his opponent does. He's been endorsed by the sheriffs of Brown, Oconto, and Marinette counties, the three counties that fall in the district. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Megan Hart.
And I'm Hope Kerwin. There's a rematch this year in Western Wisconsin's 32nd Senate District, as two La Crosse area natives vie for a seat left open by former Senate Minority Leader Jennifer Schilling, who resigned in May. Schilling has endorsed Democrat Brad Paff. He previously worked for Congressman Ron Kind and was the state director for the U.S. Department of Agriculture under the Obama administration. Most recently, Paff has been in the thick of Wisconsin's contentious state politics. Governor Tony Evers appointed him to lead the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. But when Paff criticized some Republicans for withholding mental health funding for farmers, the state Senate took the rare step of firing him. During his campaign, Paff has described himself as someone who can rise above partisanship.
Our politics right now is too divisive. It doesn't have to be like that. We can come together to solve the problems that we've got.
Paff has called for increasing investment in roads and rural broadband, as well as new money for equity training for law enforcement. And he says he has the experience to help struggling farmers in the district that have been underserved by the legislature.
They're hurting. And quite frankly, there's an awful lot of talk that's taking place, and there's not a lot of action.
Paff ran for the 32nd Senate seat in 2004, but he lost that race to Republican Dan Kopenke, who is running again this year. Kopenke worked for 20 years as a seed salesman and is the owner of an amateur baseball team in La Crosse. He served as state senator until 2011, when he was recalled in the wake of Act 10. Kopenke narrowly lost a bid for the seat in 2016, and he says he's back this year because he's a people person.
I'm passionate about where we live, the people in this district, and my intent here is to go to Madison and represent these people in the manner in which they should be represented.
Kopenke has criticized the governor's approach to addressing COVID-19, saying a recent executive order limiting capacity at bars and restaurants picks winners and losers. He says farmers should be allowed to grow larger without being overregulated, and he called for supporting law enforcement instead of seeking reforms. But in contrast to many Republicans in the state, Kopenke says he would be open to accepting federal Medicaid dollars to help expand access to health care.
With COVID, the dynamics have changed, and I get to Madison. If I would get to Madison, I would be open to accepting those dollars.
The 32nd Senate District has a history of flipping back and forth between parties. It's one of several Western Wisconsin races, from state assembly to Congress, that could prove pivotal in this year's election. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Hope Kerwin.